You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic physician, lecturer, author, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Stem cells have the potential to treat a wide range of diseases. Today, we are going to discover why these cells are such a powerful tool for treating diseases such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, erectile dysfunction, heart disease, kidney and liver failure, lupus, multiple sclerosis, and Parkinson's. Now let's welcome the stem cell guru proclaimed by New York Daily News, Dr. Christopher Calipari, who is here to share his expertise on stem cell therapy. Great to have you here again, Dr. Cal.
Great. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be on your program.
Oh, absolutely. We had you here on Wellness for Life earlier this year, and you have so much to share. I mean, and so we're so happy that you're here to share more.
Always a pleasure.
What are stem cells, and how do these stem cells work in our body?
Well, these are unique cells in our body that only have one function. Their function is to go directly to damaged tissue, take on the identity of damaged tissue, and keep dividing, doubling every day to create brand new cells and repair of that damaged tissue. So that's their only function. They don't have a blueprint as other cells do, like your lung cells can only divide into lung cells or heart or liver or kidney, but stem cells can go to any of your organs and create repair. So brand new cells are made from your own body.
Where are these stem cells made?
They're in the highest numbers in bone marrow, and there are some in fat cells. So these are the areas that have the highest amounts of these cells sort of waiting to be used to create repair.
Now, we all know that, when we're younger, we have more stem cells. But as we age, is it that our stem cells, we just don't produce enough? Or is it that they're damaged?
Yeah, what happens over time, and this is something called the wear and tear phenomenon, as we age, your body is losing new cell production so that you're living on older cells that don't make as much insulin or that don't have the strength of contraction of your heart. So your stem cells are always there to an extent, but at the same time that your heart has been beating so many times, your hormones decline, your vitamin levels may not be as good, you're exposed to heavy metals and toxins that damage your tissue. So there's progressive damage and aging of your cells for many reasons.
So these stem cells are these really healing cells. They really have the
Correct.
Power of healing.
Correct.
And when you have stem cell therapy, you're actually injecting your own stem cells, right? You're not injecting
Correct.
Some other animal
right.
or
well, we
some
do.
Other
the
person's.
The only legal way to do this is to take your own cells from a little bit of fat or a little bit of bone marrow. Both procedures are not painful at all because we numb up the area. We only can use your cells because it has been documented that it's better for you, where outside the country, sometimes they use umbilical cord or amniotic fluid, which, again, your body could reject, or there may be something in someone else's genetics that you don't want. So the only safe and the best way, because your cells obviously respond best to your own cells, is to take some of your fat or bone marrow.
Right, right. I mean, this is like the future of medicine, isn't it?
It's futuristic, but it's here and now. I mean, stem cell research and therapy has been ongoing for many years worldwide. So this is not something new, like a drug that they evaluated for 3 years. This goes back decades and decades in research and use. Absolutely. There's
now,
more
in
research
your
on stem
case...
cells than any other drug.
Oh, wow. That's great to hear. In your case, and what you do, you're not someone who uses stem cells to grow a new pancreas, let's say, or,
well,
you know.
The federal
right?
government on their website approves the clinical protocols that we're using, number one. So this is FDA approved. And we're using stem cells from bone marrow or fat. We do an intravenous after we spin the bone marrow or the fat to get the stem cells. We put billions of stem cells into an IV. That IV goes into the vein. It's simple, takes about 5 minutes to do the IV, and those stem cells will search out areas of damage and degeneration. They can get to the pancreas, obviously, and set up shop and make brand new cells and double, 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 double every day so that you will find that that diabetic patient will be making their own new cells that will make insulin over the course of a few months.
In one treatment, is that right? In one treatment?
Correct.
Wow.
Well, you're putting in 2 billion cells or so, for example. And as those cells divide, those numbers go up exponentially. And that's why with some of our patients, you have dramatic and completely spectacular results. On my website, there's a video of a Parkinson's patient who's had it for 12 years, was in a wheelchair, and now is walking without, up and about, without obviously going back to the wheelchair at all. He's able to bathe himself, shave, eat normally, and he and his wife are pharmacists. They can document and show exactly how they've done with just one stem cell treatment.
Let's talk about this case, because this is like miracle, you know? I remember three or four years ago, there was like a 60-minute show on stem cell, being a controversy. I don't know if you know what you're talking about.
Well, the only controversy that existed, which was many years ago, was that they tried to use stem cells from an aborted fetus, and nobody wanted to make that into an industry. And then as research progressed, we saw that you get better results from your own fat cells or bone marrow. And now, all the clinical trials that are done worldwide are using bone marrow because the results are so much more dramatic.
So with that Parkinson's case.
Yes, that's Parkinson's. Yep.
The Parkinson's case that you just talked about with that video on your website. Now, the website is Dr. Cal, that's CAL.net. So anyone who wants to watch it, just go there, DRCAL.net. Now, on that, regarding that Parkinson's case, you mentioned that you did one procedure of it. Was that bone marrow or was that fat?
It was bone marrow aspirate. So it takes us 1 minute, sometimes less, to clean the area of the posterior part of that iliac crest. And we numb the skin. It's all sterile. We put some anesthetic on the bone to numb it, much like putting stain on a piece of wood. It absorbs the anesthetic. And we take a tiny device, and in less than 15 or 20 seconds, we can extract some of the bone marrow. We then put pressure on the little pinhole, and it seals. And we spin the stem cells, we spin the bone marrow at 4,000 RPMs, multiple three or four times, just as clinical trial protocol demands, and we have to document everything we're doing. Then we take those stem cells, count them, put them into an IV, and that goes into the vein for all of your organs. And then we use a nasal nebulizer to do stem cells into the brain. So that's exactly what he did. He did IV and the nasal. So that's the result. And you'll see, if you look at his video, he started getting results within the same day. His vision improved. His sense of smell was better. He's able to eat with his utensils much more easily. And he and his wife are a pharmacist, so they're well aware of, every mechanism. So they've documented it beautifully.
For listeners out there who doesn't know what the iliac crest is, it's actually where your hip is. When you put your hand on your waist, that's pretty much where that big bone is right there on your hip. And that's the area. Now, you mentioned that you use an instrument to extract the stem cell very quickly within 20 seconds. Can you just give an idea, the amount you're extracting? Is it in a quarter
We're
teaspoon?
We're taking 20 to 30 cc's.
Okay.
So it's a small amount. And the device we use is like the size of it's a little narrower or smaller than those little swizzle sticks you might use to stir a drink, or a tiny straw you might use to put into a little drink. So they're very, very, very small, narrow device.
Right. And it doesn't hurt.
Nope.
And then once you get that, that's just a one time, right? Can you use it? Can you extract more and use it more than once?
No, by clinical documentation, we have to extract the bone marrow, spin it, and then put it right back in. You can't manipulate it. You can't do anything to it, add anything to it, but you don't need to. These are billions of your own perfect cells repairing your own damaged cells. That's why it's
Got
so
it.
Perfect. No drug or chemicals used.
What you mentioned about the nebulizer, I think that's brilliant. And nebulizer, basically, you are vaporizing the cells. Obviously, they're not dead cells. They're still live cells. And you're basically breathing it in, putting it into your nose. And there's an area of your skull that actually has little holes up, called the ethmoid bone.
Yeah, the way that it works exactly is that we're using the mist so it gets, absorbed into your nasal cavity and hits the back of your nasal cavity, gets into the blood vessels there, goes right through the cribriform plate or the ethmoid and goes right directly to the brain. And that technique has been documented many times over as an effective way to get substances into the brain. We may also take drops of stem cells with an eyedropper and let the drop hit the back of your nasal cavity, and it feels like you have a little post-nasal drip, and that's liquid stem cells that also drip into the go into the brain. So, yeah, that's the state of the art now.
Could you take that orally? Does that do anything to, like,
no,
the
your
GI
body would
diseases?
Break down. You probably would probably break it down. So the only
with
mechanism
the
that we have now is either intravenous, nasal, respiratory into your lungs for COPD or pulmonary fibrosis, or we can inject your joint if you have, you know, torn ligaments, tendons, cartilage. So those are the three, you know, mechanisms of approach.
Got it. And, you know, I said earlier in the intro that there are many different diseases. Can you go over them and exactly what you believe is the most promising conditions
well,
that you can
help?
Well,
they're all, it's a promising treatment for all these conditions. That's why we're allowed to do it, you know, because worldwide research documents the effect. So we couldn't do this unless worldwide research had proven to Health and Human Services and the FDA and the, you know, the government the clinical trials that had already worked. So we're just doing a very strictly, perfectly documented American clinical trial protocol so that this all gets published. So we use it for arthritis of any type, of any joint. We use it for Alzheimer's disease, COPD, diabetes, erectile dysfunction, frailty syndrome, which would be people that don't have the other disorders, but they're weak and frail. We use it for heart disease, liver failure, kidney failure, MS, Parkinson's, rheumatoid, lupus, as I mentioned, pulmonary fibrosis, stroke. So we're using it for a wide range of both degenerative disorders, but also autoimmune disorders. You know, MS, lupus, and rheumatoid are autoimmune, so there's evidence that the stem cells shut down the inflammatory mechanism. And I have articles on my website that describe that exactly, what markers are being inhibited, and that it also creates repair of cells. So it has multiple modes of action.
For lupus, are you finding, and lupus is an autoimmune condition, and very often what you the one of the markers is the ANA, anti-nuclear antibodies. Do you find that that actually becomes a negative
state? Well, no, it's a generalized marker, so we don't use the ANA because it's not specific. There are people that could have a positive ANA and have nothing wrong with them for their entire life. So that's not a specific marker. What we typically look at is C-reactive proteins, some of the lupus specific tests, double-stranded DNA. But when you see a person who's got such severe kidney issues with lupus, and you see the kidney markers on the blood test, the creatinine start to improve. Even for patients with kidney failure, when the creatinine starts to go down, or you see that their joints now are far greater, or their skin's improving, or for rheumatoid, they can get up and walk where they had difficulty even with a walker. And just as that Parkinson's patient getting up and walking where he was in a wheelchair, it's a very, very multifactorial, complicated biochemical mechanism of improvement. So there are a wide range of different things that are correcting. So it's not just one marker, and it's not only the markers in blood. We look at, you know, function, strength. If a gentleman can't get up out of his chair for whatever disease he has, or if he has a bad knee, and now he pops up out of his chair as if he's had no problem, that's as great as any blood test marker can be. So we're looking at MRIs before and after. We might do SPECT scans for Parkinson's and Alzheimer's patients, looking at activity of the brain, you know, metabolic activity. So we're looking at all the markers before and all the markers afterward, within a month after treatment.
Oh, great. During that time, do you actually change their diet and supplementation, nutrition?
Well, that's a great question, because people say, I want to come in for stem cells. And I say, okay, well, at consultation, I take their history, examine them, ask them lots of questions, really dig deep into what's going on with them. And we do a very thorough blood test. It's about 25 pages long. We look at vitamins, minerals, hormones, absorption, digestion, immune response, heavy metals through blood and urine. We'll look at a Heidelberg test, which tells us digestive enzyme production, hydrochloric acid production, or not, because as we get older, we lose those, the ability to make those enzymes and hydrochloric acid. We'll do a comprehensive stool digestive analysis to look at organisms that may be living there, unwanted, you know, house guests in your gut. So we're correcting allergy to foods. We're testing for that. We're correcting diet. we try to get exercise on board, we perfect vitamins and minerals. Then 3 weeks later, we may retest those abnormals on that blood test to make sure that everything is corrected. And stem cells are part and parcel of that treatment that we do based upon what the blood work and everything shows us.
That's, and I love what you're telling me here, because I'm a believer that if you're not going to get the right nutrition and nutrients and those vitamins that are needed to heal tissue, I think just doing the stem cells is actually it's kind of backwards a bit, right?
Well, and it's kind of rushing the gun. You know, you don't just buy a car and put it into a race. You've got to make sure that every part of that engine and the air in the tires and the electrical system and everything else, you know, is perfect. So we learn everything about your body first. That's what we do for every single patient I've ever seen in all the years I've been in practice. They get the same thorough workup, and then we start to correct things. You build a foundation like you would for building a house, a big cement foundation for a house that's got those steel bars in it, you know, and you pour the cement. So you create a nutritional foundation that's spectacular to be able to feed your cells. You know, vitamins are food for your cells. And we make sure we correct all the hormones, because those are the messengers that tell the cells and organs what to do. We get people to exercise, and we really fine-tune everything. And stem cells, yes, are a part of that corrective mechanism. Nothing could ever do what stem cells do, but you still need to have perfect vitamin, mineral, hormone levels, and all the good exercise on board. So it's, I call it the comprehensive medical nutritional approach, because we're learning about everything in your body and then fixing everything.
Love it. Love that. Now, Dr. Cal, you mentioned that your Parkinson's case, and that's just one case. He started feeling really good after one treatment.
Yep.
How many treatments do you usually find? I'm sure it's dependent
on
the individual.
Well, everybody gets one treatment, and this is consistent. So virtually every patient we've ever done has done one treatment only. We have some people who had bad knees where we did their knees first because they wanted to be able to get up and walk and, you know, do their activities again, you know, if they have arthritic knees. And probably half a dozen patients have done their shoulder or their hips afterward, and we probably have two or three patients that have done 60 to 70% better, and even before the year is up, they wanted to do it again because they felt such a great surge in healing and improvement. They said, you know, I want to do it again. I don't want to have to wait a year. You don't have to wait to do it again. Remember, these are only your cells. There's no drug or chemical. There's no negative effect to using your cells to repair your body. So we probably have a handful, maybe 20 or so, 25 people that have done a second treatment.
That's amazing. Now,
but remember, this is not a drug. It's not a drug that is a chemical that some company made somewhere to try to squeeze people into a protocol. It's always the most natural thing in the history of the world, your cells repairing your body.
Okay. Now, are there any possible infections that may occur during the process
of
extraction?
We've never seen that. I don't think that's possible, because when we do the procedure, we're sterilizing the area. We're also, as we make a little entry point to get into the skin, it's probably the size of a 16th of an inch. So it's probably the size of a very small pimple where we, you know, put the device in. That's where we numb the skin. So I don't think there's any, you know, potential for infection at all.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And then and the whole procedure is obviously doesn't take very long, which is awesome.
Within one minute.
I don't see any drawback to this.
You know, within 1 minute to extract the bone marrow, sometimes less. We did a patient the other day, yesterday, where it took us 37 seconds to clean the area, to numb it. Of course, this person was thin, and that prominent bone on the posterior aspect of the iliac crest, which if you run your finger, as you know very well, if you feel where your belt sits on that, you know, crest, and you walk your thumb towards the back, it's sort of semicircular, and then there becomes a part that's this big bump that sticks up, you know. We clean that with betadine, numb it, areas numb, extract, and done. So you'd be in the office for about an hour for overall, because, 1 minute to pull the bone marrow out, and then we spin it. So you sit there for 45 minutes to an hour while we spin it, and then we re-inject it. So on one end, it's 1 minute to extract, and the other end, it's 5 minutes to inject.
Does insurance cover this procedure?
Insurance as yet does not cover it. However, a lot of people take it as a deduction from their taxes. There are some insurance companies who now are getting wise and saying, hey, I've seen what you've done. I see that the patient's not on their meds for diabetes, and, you know, their sugars are great because now the pancreas is kicking in. We give the insurance company evidence and documentation, and they're thrilled to pieces, because they're saying, wow, we don't have to pay for $50,000 a year worth of diabetic meds anymore. And we're not going to pay for the amputations and the multiple other visits for all the progressive disorders that happen with diabetes. So the insurance companies are starting to become aware and are very happy to save money, because that's their only reason to exist, to take in a lot of money and not pay out. So this down the road, because of this publications for the clinical trials here, we'll have insurance companies covering it.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Is it an expensive procedure?
Well, if you do it outside the country, it's very expensive. And there's no reason for that, because you're taking someone's umbilical cord, and that doesn't cost much to just pay a young woman somewhere in South America for an umbilical cord, and they're taking, you know, an inch or two of that cord and spinning it and giving it to you. So they're upwards of the $20,000 and $30,000. Here, because this is an approved process where it was vetted, you know, where initially the protocol had to be done within someone from Health and Human Services observing it and seeing how many stem cells were received. If you had a bad knee, it would start out at about 5,000. So if it's a bad knee, it's about 5,000. If it's intravenous treatment, it goes up a little bit higher.
Intravenously. Okay, got it. So, you know, I'm someone that is all about reversing my biological age.
Sure.
I'm in my 50s, and I would like to talk. I know we talked about all kinds of diseases that it will help. How about reversing your biological age and pretty much like anti-aging?
Yeah, great. Again, brilliant question. I mean, that's why I like talking with you so much on your program. What you're doing, and this has been evidenced by different people who are older, there's a guy in the Bahamas, I can't really go into telling you his medical specifics, but he's pretty well known. He's been on the internet a lot about stem cells. So he did stem cells once a year for 5 years. I think he started at age 79 and went to all his doctors every year for 5 years. And so initially his ejection fraction of his heart was at the low end, 30%, but that's not unexpected for someone near their 80s. And after 5 years of doing stem cells, all of his doctors have concluded and agreed that his body is functioning somewhere in his 50s, because his ejection fraction came up to 55%. So the reality is, if you keep putting billions of new cells in and they're replacing the old cells, at some point you might have 75% brand new cells and 25% old cells, as opposed to the other way around. So all of the tests that each of his five doctors have done, echocardiogram, neurologic testing, memory focus, evaluating brain function, skin, muscle strength, all of that have documented he's a dramatically healthier person.
How about osteoporosis?
Well, think of it this way, and I tell patients, because I get calls on my radio show, and people ask me every day about a different diagnosis. The most important thing to think of is I put those cells into your blood, it gets to every single organ of your body, and of course, bones are just large, firm organs with a lot of blood flow in them. So I think stem cells can work on any tissue of your body, from your hair and your brain down to your toes.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Excuse me?
Can I ask you a personal question?
Absolutely.
I want to know if you've had this done to yourself.
Absolutely have done it. So a little history. I've been doing karate for a whole bunch of years. So in January, I went to my class every Tuesday night. We spar at my karate school, New Generation Karate. So I was sparring with a 6-degree black belt. I'm a 3rd degree. So he threw a punch. I went to block it and change position, and I blocked with my right hand. I went to lunge in with my left hand to strike. But he fell a little bit forward towards me, so when I went to punch him, my punch was sort of, jammed. So my shoulder, which had a little bit of wear and tear on it, tore. So I had a labral tear. I had a cuff tear. I tore the infraspinatus and supraspinatus. So because those tears, as you know, can allow the muscle at the other side of the tear to atrophy, I called my buddy who's a surgeon. I had surgery done to reattach, was in a sling for 7 weeks. And then I called a buddy of mine who's a plastic surgeon, and I had him come. I actually went to his office, and I had him suck out all the fat around my abs, which I didn't think I had a lot, but I ended up having an inch of fat under your skin, you don't really think is a lot because you can feel your muscles, but then when they suck it all out, I ended up getting, and we spun it down to about 17 billion stem cells. So my PA, Mindy, and I, we spun it all down in my office on a Thursday afternoon. I did the IV. I injected my shoulder where the tears were, which was a little bit of a feat because I had to watch myself inject in the mirror so I can get it to the right spot. And I had Mindy inject my scalp, my whole head, to make my hair grow thick. So, yes, I've done it.
Wow.
But I did it in like a supercharged way.
Wow. So, you know, it's obviously for healing of the shoulder, you had it done. And then you said on your scalp to increase
because when you inject into the scalp, you can enhance your body, your hair growth. Because just like every other cell, when you have degeneration of hair cells and follicles, you'll put new cells there. We've done it. So, and I know I'm back to my weight training. I'm back to everything I did, back to full fighting and karate because my shoulder's as good as new, probably stronger than before I, you know, had the damage because everything is, you know, ultra repaired.
This is definitely the fluid of youth. That's amazing.
Yep, absolutely.
And when you say about the scalp, do you have to, like, inject many, many areas?
Yeah, what we do for the scalp is take the stem cell liquid and we put it into these tiny little, like, insulin needles. So we're using tiny 30-gauge needles and leaving a little wheel of fluid, a little bump in the scalp and just going, you know, all over the place to leave it in multiple areas. Yeah, it's you don't really feel it because the needles are so small.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome.
Good stuff.
I love talking to you because this is definitely the future of medicine, and I'm someone that is interested in all the state-of-the-art and cutting-edge techniques available. And Dr. Cal, it looks like you're way ahead of your time. Everyone needs to go to the website, drcal.net, and excellent, excellent call today. I'm so glad we had this. Thank you so much for
always
great information.
Always a pleasure talking to you. You're doing such a wonderful job and a wonderful service for people to get the good word out. Thank you so
much. Thank you. Thank you. Until next time now, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.